many will immediately, when you say jump up, think of St Elmo's Fire. Uh-huh. Is that a bit of a label that you're happy to have following you around? I mean, it made you a lot of money, obviously, and it was a big, big success for you.
The difficulty is, Rob, I think, it, you know, in England, you know, you get labelled that one-hit wonder, you know, and it's like, you know, I don't... It doesn't really... But I mean, the thing about St Elmo's is it was written, although it was in the movie, it was written about a young man who was trying to set out on an impossible journey in a wheelchair to raise money for spinal research. His name was Rick Hansen, and his tour was called the Man in Motion Tour. And really, I wrote the song about that and just... You know, the film company thought the wheels were Demi Moore's Jeep in St Elmo's Fire, but they were Rick Hansen's wheels. And, you know, we raised $250 million for spinal research. Not through the song, but what the song's brought the attention to what Rick's trying to do. And so, you know, when he started out, nobody knew him. He had $400. And by the end of that two-year run, when he went around the world, St Elmo's had gone number one. And... you know, he'd raised his first chunk of $25 million at that point.
Hey, you've got your guitar with you, haven't you?
I have.
Can we have some music from you?
You can.
Can you do me something?
Yeah, I'll do you. Let's have a go. Growing up, you don't see the writing on the wall. No, you don't. Passing by, moving straight ahead, you knew it all. Maybe sometime, if you feel the pain, finds you're all alone, everything has changed. I can see a new horizon underneath the blazing sky. I'll be where the eagles fly, higher and higher. Gonna be a man in motion. All I need is these pair of wheels. Take me where my future's like St Elmo's Fire. Oh yeah.
Brilliant. Sweet. I'll be your audience of one. Jumper. Superb.
Thank you.
It just sounds as good as ever, that.